Hello.
Hi, Todd?
Yeah, this is Todd.
Hey, Todd. My name is Amy Nelson. I'm from the cancellation department over here at Local Splash. How are you doing today?
I'm okay.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear it. So I got your notice that you wish to cancel the services. Can you share with me about why? What's going on?
I just don't want to work with you guys. I really wasn't happy with the last phone call that I had, the onboarding call. The lady just wasn't very friendly, should I say.
Okay.
And I would rather go a different route.
Okay. Well, I do apologize. I'm going to take a look at your account and see who it is that you spoke with. Was there anything in particular that happened during that call?
I mean, I just didn't feel like they were wanting to do what I was asking them to do.
Okay, what is it exactly that you were asking? Because I'm sure that we can make it happen.
Well, the keywords weren't right. My website still hasn't been updated. I haven't heard from my account manager. There's just countless amounts of things, and I just don't want to work with Little Splash. I would rather work with somebody from my area that I could literally sit with face-to-face so I don't go through the same thing that I've been going through for the last 2 years with three different companies.
Oh, I'm sorry you've been having a bad experience. That's
well, yeah, everyone says they're going to do search engine optimization for me, and nobody does it. So
right.
That's the whole thing. I'm not even coming up on Google at the moment.
Okay. Well, as I'm taking a look at things here, I'm looking at this, and we do have a number of keywords here for you. Fence contractor, fencing company, fence services, fence installation, fence replacement, chain link. These are your keywords, right? That's keywords that you chose during client onboarding.
Yep.
Right? Okay. All right. So we definitely, we have those in place, and your Google listing is coming up on Google. I'm looking at it right now with 10 five-star reviews. I'm going to send you a link so you can take a look at it for yourself, okay?
I'm driving right now. I can't do it right now.
Well, whenever you get a moment, you get stopped, Todd. Right. I want you to be safe, of course, absolutely. And I do apologize on behalf of Catherine. I'm taking a look here, and if you were unhappy with the service that she provided you, it's never our intention to leave you with a sour taste whatsoever. But I would really, I mean, you are a few days in already. We have conducted the client onboarding, and I would really hate to lose you at this point. What I can offer you, if you're willing to give us a shot to fix this stuff up for you, is I can give you additional 2 weeks. So instead of your payment date being on July 1st, I can push that out by 2 weeks, so it would be July 15th, giving you additional time on the account for everything to come to fruition.
Okay.
How does something like that sound to you?
I don't know. I really don't know. I don't have time to do the stuff that they need me to do. Like, I don't have time to email them photos, and I don't have time to get a hold of GoDaddy to get the authorization for my domain name. Like, I don't have time to do all that stuff. That's
okay.
Why I hired somebody to do that for me.
Right. But that's
because I leave my house at 5:30 in the morning, and I'm in the field all day long building fence until 4 or 5 o'clock in the evening.
Yeah, you're definitely a hard worker, and that's a tough job. I can only imagine. That's a really tough job, and you're working really hard to provide for your family, and I definitely respect that. The thing is there GoDaddy or no other company is going to release those credentials to us. That's why we're not able to call on your behalf and get that. If we could, trust me, Todd, we absolutely would. We would do it for every client that we possibly could. I mean, I myself would call if they would allow that, but they won't allow that because we're not the business owner.
Okay.
You know? So, I mean, I would really hate to see you go at this point, especially because client interview has been conducted. We do have all the pieces in place, and we can definitely make this work for you, but it is going to require a little bit of action on your part. You're absolutely correct about that.
Hey, well, who's my account manager?
Well, John Stowe was your account manager. He's back in the office he's actually back in the office tomorrow. But in the meantime, I will be your account manager. I will send you my direct phone number and extension line. That way you can speak with me directly. Okay. So I'm sending that over to you right now, my direct phone number and extension line. Now, I can see what it is that we can help with getting the information from GoDaddy, and then I will compile an email for you so it can be real quick, fast, and in a hurry. That way, when you do sit down to call GoDaddy, it's bam, it's done, it's over with. There's not any gobbledygook left, okay?
Okay.
Okay. I mean, the website as it is currently, it doesn't look bad. Who created this?
I don't know the other company that I was working with. I can't even remember their name now. I haven't even canceled them yet because I don't even know. I just forgot who they were. And I explained, you know, I don't really, I think that looks very generic.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to jazz it up a little bit, you know, like some of the photos that are on there, I don't know if they just went to images and copied and pasted some images, but I'm not pleased with it. It doesn't look user appealing, if you know what I'm saying.
Right. I understand. If you're not happy with it, that's fine. We do have the ability to integrate and use your direct photos and your direct content that you want us to use on the website that we built for you. And the thing is we're definitely going to need the login credentials if you want to use the same domain. If you don't have time to look for the information or get the information from GoDaddy, then we can write content to a separate domain and post that while you're working on the stuff with GoDaddy.
Well, if I can finish this job tomorrow, okay. I'm probably not going to work Friday, so I might have some time Friday to get a hold of them and try to get that information.
Okay. Okay. So what I'll do is I will wrap this up. I will get any information. I will get like an exact what do you need to say to GoDaddy when you call them. I will get that for you, and I will email that to you, and then I will text you once I've sent that email. Okay?
All right.
And that's going to come from anelson@localsplash.com.
anelson@localsplash. Okay.
Okay?
All righty.
All right. Thanks for talking with me,
Todd. I appreciate it.
I appreciate it. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.